You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Friday is here. We've got a lot to talk about. TJ will join us at 3. Should be sober by then. And we are going to talk about new information on the Max Crosby front. We are going to talk about Lions and Vikings and what it all means. But Rico wanted to do something at the start of the show, and it's fine because we have prop bets coming up, Derek Stevens coming up. I woke up today convinced of two things. Convinced. And if you remember, you know, I woke up with a bad feeling about game 4. And I told you once you lost that game, I felt like you were losing game 5 in Cleveland. Both of those things happen.
You double down.
And you go, well, you and your bad feelings. Let me tell you, I have one good feeling and one bad feeling. I want to know which of these two is more likely, more accurate. Because I woke up today convinced, feeling one, Michigan State's going to win tomorrow night. Out of nowhere, off a bye, at home, at night, against Iowa. Why? I don't have reasons. I just feel like
stuff.
They've been close to putting it all together, and it invariably ends with them giving themselves a colonoscopy. And that off the bye, it'll just make sense. It's at night. It's a Big Ten Saturday night. It'll just make sense. And for a moment, they will provide joy. That's feeling number one.
Okay.
Feeling number two, the Lions will lose and look bad doing it. The fact is, life after Aiden comes at you fast. The fact is, Zeitler isn't going to play. And until or unless we get that practice report today, Carlton Davis may be out. And you are on the road against by far the best opponent you've played. Those are the two feelings I woke up with today. And I have a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. I just want to know which of those two do you believe more accurate? That Michigan State out of nowhere will win, or the Lions out of nowhere will be hit with a garbage can? 248-539-9797. This is your topic, Rico. I have given you, I woke up with Miss Cleo clarity on these two items.
The Michigan State thing, Mike, I started feeling very good about it because the number moved to 5.5. And we all know what happens when the devil's number is there.
Satan.
You take the underdog to just flat out win the thing. Yeah, I can see that happening. For the Lions, I don't know. Because listening to this station, people seem to, I think more people will call and say MSU will win the game because there's no way in the world people here see the Lions getting blown out, losing. I see this a different way. I see this as Minnesota can put up just as many points as you can.
Honestly, I was shocked, and you're right. David, you ought to call Val Berry. You ought to just make sure, check her cameras. You better make sure there weren't about 38 pileups this morning because listening to the morning show, nobody had their hands on the wheel. They were firmly wrapped around that shift knob.
Yeah. Minnesota?
Minnesota 118. Mini Lions 118. Vikings 2. Yeah. I told Cookies when I went on, I go, are we still playing the game Sunday? Yeah. People were going nuts.
Yeah.
We're going to win by 17. I'm like, okay then.
Yeah, they can play just as good as offense in their defense. They're going to bring the blitz. You're minus your best player on defense. And it's going to be hard to skirt that. You heard Aaron Glenn say, he's telling his guys, don't try to make up for Aiden because you can't. Just be you, do your job, and let's hope to win this thing. No Carlton Davis. Look, Justin Jefferson has a field day if Nick Mullins is the quarterback.
You're saying of my premonitions.
Of your premonitions.
You believe in Michigan State more.
If I had to put money, I think that Minnesota wins big than Michigan State. Michigan State is hope. What if it's not?
What if it is mired in a much-needed bye week at home against an Iowa team that has been battered a bit in recent weeks, right? And MSU at these moments has looked okay.
Here's the thing. You're correct. For Michigan State, Mike, I'll believe this if on the first drive they actually score a touchdown.
Aiden doesn't turn it over inside the 10.
No turnover on downs, no fumbles, no interceptions. You go up 7-0. If you go up double digits on Iowa, Kay McNamara and that Iowa offense, they're not built to come back.
Okay.
Same with the Lions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minnesota, they've had the lead. They jump on you in the first half, and then they smother you in the second half. If you're the Lions, you have to come out fast. This is where you need super ultra-aggressive Dan Campbell to go for it at all points because you don't want to fall behind because then that's when Flores just unleashes the dogs and your quarterback gets killed.
Which one is more believable? State's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and win Saturday night, or the Lions are going to out of nowhere look bad and lose. Because for me, I woke up with both premonitions. David, you are in fashion glasses. You are staring off into space. What's the issue?
These Lions fans are something else, man.
Is this happening on Ticketek?
No, not yet. But this was a tough game before you lost Hutchinson. The Minnesota Vikings have looked really good offensively. Rico, you're right. They score. They can score the ball easily, and before you know it, you're down 10-0, 14-0, Just like
and
that.
And then that's when they bring the blitz package.
And so now it was tough before Hutch. It's even tougher now without Hutch. And yes, I think the Minnesota Vikings win that game. That's more likely. I get it. It's the devil's number for Michigan State.
Off a bye, at home, at night, get the O-line healthier. Our defense has been okay. We have shown the ability to stop the run. Okay, we didn't stop Oregon. Good for you. Neither will you.
But until I see it, I just can't pick them because I don't know about the turnover situation.
Okay, and by the way, look, we have to factor in more than Hutch. Carlton Davis may not play.
You're right.
Zeitler's out. You're Davenport's right. out. Barnes is out.
Well, I was just saying, with that, period, it was already tough. Now other center, things, yeah.
And your center still has a torn pec the last time I checked, right?
Ragnow is all-time tough.
Okay.
I understand. But agree. So, Kenny. I know Kenny. He only cares about Austin, Texas. I know. But I woke up with the premonitions, Kenny. Which of them is more? Which one's going to be true?
I think it's the Lions. I think you make a great point when you say it's more than just Hutch. But I had to hear for 4 hours a bunch of Lions fans calling in saying, oh, we're still a Super Bowl team without Hutch. We're still one of the best teams in the league without
and
Hutch.
And they might be, but that doesn't they have anything be. To do with this weekend.
That might be true, but this is a very, very difficult game, and you've lost your motor on defense. I think that absolutely matters, and I think a lot of people are kind of just shrugging that off as, no
take the deal. Helmet. Take the helmet off the team, and I say Team B is going on the road to undefeated Team A. And they're down both starting defensive ends, including a defensive player of the year candidate, and potentially their lead corner. Would you ever select Team B?
No.
No.
No. And that's why I'm worried about
it that way.
Well, you love player A, player B. It's the same thing.
And as far as MSU, if I'm allowed to have my own timeout and they get into the red zone and I can just grab Aiden by the face mask, don't F this up, okay? Score the touchdown.
And I can't give you, like, hard and fast stuff with State. It's more situationally. Like when you talk about college football, you talk situations. Look ahead spot, let down spot, off the bye. Like MSU needed a bye week more than any team in America. The injuries, how beat up they were up front. And you're at home. And it is a night game. And it is an opponent that does one thing well. For the love of God, stop the run. Could you provide a modicum of joy to anyone?
Because here's the thing. Their last two games going up against Ohio State and Oregon. Ohio State, they held to a field goal. They had a chance to go up 7-3. They didn't. Oregon, 3-and-out. They got the ball back, got it into the red zone, had a chance to go up 7-0. They didn't. Changed the whole tenor of the game. For Iowa, in order for this to work, Mike, hold them, score, and now you make them play catch-up because Iowa is not a come-from-behind type of team.
248-539-9797. Two premonitions. I'm convinced of two things. I'm convinced State's winning tomorrow night, and I'm convinced the Lions are losing on Sunday. And it's not about what you want to happen. I don't want the Lions to lose. I don't want people to be sad. And I don't want to have to live in a world where Sam Darnold has a three-game lead in the division. But it's how I feel. Which is more accurate? We have new information on the Max Crosby front. I will speak on that at 3. We will have TJ join us. Prop bets, picks. So, and Jim Costa going wrestling heel at the house that Pizza built last night. An unbelievable turn of events at the Red Wing game. Don't make a move. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.